This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson.
Markets are closed today in observance of the President's Day holiday, but I'm joined now by Greg McBride of Allendale as we kind of recap the previous week. And Greg, you know what? We received a lot of information in the last about week and a half. We've received a WASDE report, some consumer price index data early last week, had the USDA Ag Outlook Forum. I know this is a very broad question, Greg, but what were kind of your takeaways from all of the information that we've received here recently?
Well, it's just more bearish information on top of bearish information. It really doesn't help our case for higher prices at this point. We continue to see the markets kind of sag under the weight of the funds coming in and selling and building what looks to be eventually or very close to a record short position in the corn, and maybe even getting pretty close to a record short position in the soybeans as well. Continue to see that pressure, and you know, you look around. There's not much that really lends to the bull argument at this time. Now, that doesn't mean that there won't be. There's potential for some heat and dryness in late spring and early part of the summer that could give the funds a reason to come out of some of those short positions or at least maybe move back to more of a neutral position. That would help things out. But in the short term, a lot of this is just them coming in and selling large carryouts for both corn and beans.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Markets are closed today in observance of the President's Day holiday. Here's how the markets closed on Friday. March corn down 1.25 at 416.5. March soybeans up 10 even at 11.72.25. March soybean meal up $6.10 at 345.60. March soybean oil down 41 cents at 45.59. Chicago wheat down 6.5 at 560.5. Minneapolis wheat down 3.25 at 654.75. Kansas City hard red wheat down 8.5 at 567.25, and March oats up 1 even at 383.25. On the Merck, April live cattle up $1.95 at 187.55. March feeder cattle up $3.92 at 251.02. April lean hogs up 22 cents at 85.22. This has been a check of the opening markets. This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.